This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I think really, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so generous. If you ask Him proper from your heart, anywhere, any time, He accepts. You know, He say anytime that people ask me, I don't listen to them. You know, Rabi'a, there was a Salih al-Murri, a very pious person in Basra. He used to teach the people that keep knocking the door of Allah. One day, the door will be opened. Keep knocking the door, keep insisting. The door will be open. So Rabi'a Basri, rahimahullah ta'ala, said to him, O Salih, how long you keep teaching people, keep knocking the door will be open. Tell me when the door was closed. Has the door ever been closed? Real simple thing really is, instead of, you know, thinking about the place, think really, change the heart. People ask Jafar Sadiq rahimahullah ta'ala, why is it that we make dua and did not accept it? He says, because you don't know who you are calling. You don't know who you are calling. If you know who you are calling, he is not a miser. Whatever you ask him, you know, if you ask me 1 pence, even if I'm a very miser person, still 1 pence, nothing to me, I'll say, no, it is nothing, I'll give you. Whatever you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is easier for him than 1 pence for me. It is, you need to ask him. And when you ask him, certainly he gives you more than what you ask anyway. It could be that he does not give what you want, but he gives certainly more than what you want. Even not giving actually big reward for me. When day of judgment will come, you will think, oh, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had not accepted any of my dua, because so much reward. Imam Bukhari rahimahullah says that when I was young, any dua I made, it was accepted. I became scared that it means that all my, you know, rewards will be in this world. Then he stopped. People want the reward hereafter. Keep asking him. Don't worry when he's going to give. How he's going to give, it's up to him. You should just ask him. He knows when to give and how to give. Just depend on him. Simple thing. So, you know, do the prayer, do salah, follow the sunnah. Simple thing is really Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to follow the sunnah and worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Sincerely, that's all. Don't do something new which nobody has done. Just keep following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Safe religion, safe way.